Welcome to the Bible in 1 Year with Pastor Carthel. Today is March 16th, day 75, and our assigned reading for today is found in the book of Joshua, chapters 19 through 21. Written primarily by Joshua and narrated according to the New King James Version of the Bible. Let us read. Joshua, chapter 19. The second lot came out for Simeon, for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. And their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Judah. They had in their inheritance Beersheba, Sheba, Molada, Hazar Shual, Bela, Ezim, Eltolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susa, Beth Lebaoth, and Sharuhan, 13 cities and their villages, Ain, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashan, 4 cities and their villages, and all the villages that were all around these cities as far as Baalath-beer, Ramah of the south. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Simeon according to their families. The inheritance of the children of Simeon was included in the share of the children of Judah, for the share of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore, the children of Simeon had their inheritance within the inheritance of that people. The third lot came out for the children of Zebulun according to their families, and the border of their inheritance was as far as Sarid. Their border went toward the west and to Marala, went to Dabbesheth, and extended along the brook that is east of Jokneam. Then from Sarid it went eastward toward the sunrise along the border of Chisloth Tabor, and went out toward Dabarath, bypassing Japhia. And from there, it passed along on the east of Gath Hepher toward Eth Kazin and extended to Rimmon, which borders on Nea. Then the border went around it on the north side of Hanathon, and it ended in the valley of Jiphthah El. Included were Katath, Nahalal, Shimron, Idala, and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the children of Zebulun according to their families. These cities with their villages. The fourth lot came out to Issachar, for the children of Issachar according to their families. And their territory went to Jezreel, and included Chesuloth, Shunem, Haphraim, Shion, Anaharath, Rabbith, Kishion, Abez, Remeth, Enganim, Enhada, and Beth Pazez. And the border reached to Tabor, Shahazima, and Beth Shemesh. Their border ended at the Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Issachar, according to their families, the cities and their villages. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families, and their territory included Helkath, Hali, Batin, Akshath, Alamelech, Amad, and Mashal. It reached to Mount Carmel westward along the brook Shehor Libnath. It turned toward the sunrise to Beth Dagon, and it reached to Zebulun and to the valley of Jiphthah El, then northward beyond Beth Emek and Neo, bypassing Kabul, which was on the left, including Ebron, Rehob, Haman, and Cana, as far as Greater Sidon. And the border turned to Ramah and to the fortified city of Tyre. Then the border turned to Hosa and ended at the sea by the region of Akzib. Also, Ummah, Aphek, and Rehob were included, 22 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Asher according to their families, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot came out to the children of Naphtali, for the children of Naphtali according to their families. And their border began at Heleph, enclosing the territory from the terebinth tree in Zaananim, Adami Nekev, and Jabneel, as far as Lakum. It ended at the Jordan. From Heleph, the border extended westward to Asnoth Tabor, and went out from there toward Hukok. It adjoined Zebulun on the south side, and Asher on the west side, and ended at Judah by the Jordan toward the sunrise. And the fortified cities are Zedim, Zer, Hamath, Rakath, Shinnereth, Adama, Ramah, Hazor, Kadesh, Edri, En Hazor, Iron, Migdal El, Horam, Beth Anath, and Beth Shemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, according to their families, the cities and their villages. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families. And the territory of their inheritance was Zorah, Eshtaol, Ir Shemesh, Shalabin, Ijalon, Jephla, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Elteca, Gibbethon, Baalath, Jehud, B'nai Barak, Gath Rimmon, Majar Khan, and Rakan, with the region near Joppa. And the border of the children of Dan went beyond these, because the children of Dan went up to fight against Leshem and took it. And they struck it with the edge of the sword, took possession of it, and dwelt in it. They called Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan their father. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, these cities with their villages. When they had made an end of dividing the land as an inheritance according to their borders, the children of Israel gave an inheritance among them to Joshua the son of Nun. According to the word of the Lord, they gave him the city which he asked for, Timnath-Serah, in the mountains of Ephraim. And he built the city and dwelt in it. These were the inheritances which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel divided as an inheritance by lot in Shiloh before the Lord, at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. So they made an end of dividing the country. Joshua chapter 20. The Lord also spoke to Joshua, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint for yourselves cities of refuge, of which I spoke to you through Moses, that the slayer who kills a person accidentally or unintentionally may flee there, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he flees to one of those cities and stands at the entrance of the gate of the city and declares his case in the hearing of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city as one of them and give him a place that he may dwell among them. Then if the avenger of blood pursues him, they shall not deliver the slayer into his hand, because he struck his neighbor unintentionally, but did not hate him beforehand. And he shall dwell in that city until he stands before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of the one who is high priest in those days. Then the slayer may return and come to his own city and his own house, to the city from which he fled." So they appointed Kadesh in Galilee, in the mountains of Naphtali, Shechem in the mountains of Ephraim, and Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron, in the mountains of Judah. And on the other side of the Jordan, by Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness on the plain, from the tribe of Reuben, Ramoth in Gilead, from the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan, from the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities appointed for all the children of Israel and for the stranger who dwelt among them, that whoever killed a person accidentally might flee there and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood until he stood before the congregation. Joshua chapter 21. Then the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites came near to Eleazar the priest, to Joshua the son of Nun, and to the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Israel. And they spoke to them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, "The Lord commanded through Moses to give us cities to dwell in, with their common lands for our livestock." So the children of Israel gave to the Levites from their inheritance, at the commandment of the Lord, these cities and their common lands. Now the lot came out for the families of the Kohathites, and the children of Aaron the priest, who were of the Levites, had 13 cities by lot from the tribe of Judah, from the tribe of Simeon, and from the tribe of Benjamin. The rest of the children of Kohath had 10 cities by lot from the families of the tribe of Ephraim, from the tribe of Dan, and from the half tribe of Manasseh. And the children of Gershon had 13 cities by lot from the families of the tribe of Issachar, from the tribe of Asher, from the tribe of Naphtali, and from the half tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. The children of Merari, according to their families, had 12 cities from the tribe of Reuben, from the tribe of Gad, and from the tribe of Zebulun. And the children of Israel gave these cities with their common lands by lot to the Levites, as the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses. So they gave from the tribe of the children of Judah and from the tribe of the children of Simeon these cities which are designated by name, which were for the children of Aaron, one of the families of the Kohathites, who were of the children of Levi, for the lot was theirs first. And they gave them Kirjath Arba. Arba was the father of Anak, which is Hebron, in the mountains of Judah, with the common land surrounding it. But the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as his possession. Thus to the children of Aaron the priest, they gave Hebron, with its common land, a city of refuge for the slayer, Libna, with its common land, Jatir, with its common land, Eshtemoah, with its common land, Holon, with its common land, Debir, with its common land, Ain, with its common land, Juchah, with its common land, and Beth Shemesh, with its common land. 9 cities from those 2 tribes, and from the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon, with its common land, Geba, with its common land, Anathoth, with its common land, and Almon, with its common land. 4 cities. All the cities of the children of Aaron the priest were 13 cities with their common lands. And the families of the children of Kohath, the Levites, the rest of the children of Kohath, even they had the cities of their lot from the tribe of Ephraim. For they gave them Shechem with its common land in the mountains of Ephraim, a city of refuge for the slayer, Gezer with its common land, Kibzaim with its common land, and Beth Horon with its common land, 4 cities, and from the tribe of Dan, Elteka with its common land, Gibbethon with its common land, Aijalon with its common land, and Gath Rimmon with its common land, 4 cities, and from the half tribe of Manasseh, Tanakh with its common land, and Gath Rimmon with its common land, 2 cities. All the 10 cities with their common lands were for the rest of the families of the children of Kohath. Also to the children of Gershon, of the families of the Levites, from the other half tribe of Manasseh, they gave Golan in Bashan with its common land, a city of refuge for the slayer, and Be-Eshtera with its common land, 2 cities. And from the tribe of Issachar, Kishion with its common land, Dabarath with its common land, Jarmuth with its common land, and En-Ganim with its common land, 4 cities. And from the tribe of Asher, Mishal with its common land, Abdon with its common land, Helkath with its common land, and Rahab with its common land, 4 cities. And from the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee with its common land, a city of refuge for the slayer, Hamath Dor with its common land, and Kartan with its common land, 3 cities. All the cities of the Gershonites, according to their families, were 13 cities with their common lands. And to the families of the children of Merari, the rest of the Levites, from the tribe of Zebulun, Jokneam with its common land, Kartah with its common land, Dimnah with its common land, and Nahalal with its common land, 4 cities. And from the tribe of Reuben, Bezer with its common land, Jahaz with its common land, Kedemoth with its common land, and Mephath with its common land, 4 cities. And from the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead with its common land, a city of refuge for the slayer, Mahanaim with its common land, Heshbon with its common land, and Jazer with its common land, 4 cities in all. So all the cities for the children of Merari, according to their families, the rest of the families of the Levites, were by their lot 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites within the possession of the children of Israel were 48 cities with their common lands. Every one of these cities had its common land surrounding it. Thus were all these cities. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which he had sworn to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it and dwelt in it. The Lord gave them rest all around, according to all that he had sworn to their fathers, and not a man of all their enemies stood against them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. This has been the Bible in 1 year with Pastor Carthel, and this concludes our reading for today. And as always, continue blessings upon you and your family. I'm signing off for now. We'll talk again tomorrow on day 76.